the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're joined by Colin Donnery, who is Group Chief Executive at the FRS Co-op. This is a recruitment business and it's done a survey of just under 4,000 employees and businesses in Ireland. And Colin, what are the main things that you found in relation to AI and what workers believe about AI and their jobs?
Yeah, so I suppose on the employer side, 3.6% of employers are saying that AI has replaced a full job role in their organisation. More interestingly, though, I think, and it does seem like a low number, but 43% reported that AI has already replaced tasks within the role. And 60% of employees feel that AI may impact their job negatively in the next couple of years or replace their job, which is actually double on where it was from last year. And probably the reason for that is twofold. I think, firstly, all the noise we're hearing in the media around multinationals letting workers go due to AI, whether that be for more investment in AI, but also because I think workers are actually getting to use AI more and they see the power of it on a day-to-day basis in basically, you know, carrying out tasks that they would have done themselves manually in the past.
Yeah, but does that mean that they see that while their job hasn't been replaced yet, that it will be in the future, that they can see what they've been asked to do with AI and know that what's coming is that instead they won't have to be asked to use AI. AI will do it for itself.
Yeah, so I think this is the big question. And I think anyone who says they know what's going to happen in the next 10 years over this is probably not telling the truth. I think what we're seeing, I suppose, with tasks being replaced, that is going to create, obviously, it hopefully should make workers more productive on the one hand. And another part of our survey showed that, you know, workers are looking for more wages. So if they're getting more productive, maybe they can get paid more. But what are employers going to do as tasks have been replaced? So if you've someone in your accounts department in, you know, AP and AI is doing 35% of their job, how are you going to handle that? And I think that is the case for many, many jobs within organisations now and what they're grappling with.
Yeah, but Colin, isn't it the case? Yeah. Sorry, a lot of people might be hopeful that, well, OK, that means that the employee will be asked to do something else. That means that they can be employed more productively, efficiently, effectively, whatever way you want to describe it, somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But that what tends to happen is, particularly the finance people in organisations look at it and go, why do we need to hold on to that person? We can get AI to do it. No point in getting them to do something else. Let's just get the costs of those person off the books, particularly when AI itself doesn't come for free.
Yeah, so I hear what you're saying, Matt. But if you think about it, if you have someone in a department, you're looking at that individual, and the tasks have been reduced and replicated by AI. Hopefully, that worker is becoming much better in AI. And to give an example, actually, of and I suppose it talks to your point, but also to the other side, is with software developers. So what we're seeing on the ground with software developers is at the moment that AI, particularly Claude, is being used to replace coding. So what's happening is the developer is working at the front end and coming up with the, you know, what's required and the coding required. The code is running the scripts, and at the back end then the developer is having to analyze, you know, what's come out and check it, etc. And what we're hearing from employers is on the software development side is they're going to be paying these people more. Yes, overall the number of workers in the organisation may drop, but those workers will be paid more.
Okay, we also have Peter Cosgrove with us, Managing Director of Careers Portal. Peter, as you've met him many times on the programme, is a future of work expert. So Peter, how do you protect yourself to stop AI taking your job?
Yeah, well, hi, Matt. Look, I think from the starting point, you need to realize that it is coming and, you know, there is a natural anxiety around it. I think from an employee point of view, the first thing is you've got to embrace it. Hopefully you're with an employer who is working with you, because actually most of the time AI is needed with a human, not instead of a human, if you got to do it well. But the thing I would say is when you're looking at the job you're doing, look at which parts of your role AI can do. And there's no question, there's very big processing parts of jobs that AI will always be able to do quicker, mathematical calculations. But there's huge parts of a role that are very much uniquely human and they can do it well. Maybe sometime way in the future, but not at the moment. So building those human skills, where people call them transversal skills, leadership, empathy, influencing, creativity, lots of those things. The other thing you have to be a little
Peter, can I just stop you there? Is there not a danger? You know, when companies are going to hire these days, they seem to be giving the task to AI to root out through the various applications for jobs. And that's exactly where, because it's been used there, that those who are recruiting won't find the people with the best people skills, human skills, because they'll just be trusting AI to root out people based on their academic qualifications and other criteria, but not on the basis of the very human skills that you've just emphasized.
Yeah, well, there's two things in that. One, I was talking more about when you're in an organization, so they already know you. But there is no question that because of the way people are using AI for CVs and job interviews, employers are fighting back by using AI to check on who to hire. But the reality is most people in organizations, senior executives know that you have to hire the best people. To get the best people, you can't just rely on the technology. So I think if you do focus on those human skills, it will come out. It won't come out often on that just basic CV and interview. But actually, if you're in an organization now, you have to actually lead with those. So, I mean, if there's parents in cars, you know, your 16 to 21 year olds, they have to be focusing on the careers, get a customer service job, you know, be speaking to real people all the time. Those are the skills you can't actually just try and start when you get into the workplace. But I also think there are a few other things to think about is, while I'm like a big advocate of hybrid and remote working, I think the danger can be sometimes if you're working from home all the time, you may not get those relationship and trust skills that you actually get with you in the workforce. So you have to understand that often it's not your employer who's asking to come in. It's actually just the fact that, you know, they're understanding that some of the skills you have that they can't replicate from AI, they need you to actually come in and build those skills. So I think anyone out there, they need to really work on the career. A lot of people thought, you know, I have a job, I'll probably do this for the next 10 years. It will change. Tasks within it will change. It's probably much more up for the job seeker and the employer to be working on their career a lot more regularly than they've ever done before.
What about the interaction between AI and remote working?
In sense of the fact that when people are working remotely, they're doing a lot more in AI?
Possibly. That they're using of a cheat?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't see it as a cheat. The reality is...
I know you don't.
No, but I don't see it as a cheat from the point of view that if you can use AI to do your job better, that should give you more time to do the parts of your job you can do, you know, to a better of ability than technology. And I think that is the case. So you have to understand that if somebody's sitting there and the job that they're doing is absolutely a processing job and a technology platform, it didn't need to be AI, any sort of technology platform can do it quicker, that job and part of it is going. But remember, we've said this before with bookkeepers becoming accountants now, becoming kind of, you know, analysts, all of these jobs evolve. And, you know, the bit, as Colin said, you know, the optimist side is there's lots of jobs going to be created. The reality is we just can't see what they're going to be. So as I say, you know, I wouldn't worry massively about that, but you have to actually understand that if you do nothing, you will actually have this anxiety and it will creep up on you.
Okay, well, a question to each of you to finish about younger people in particular. And I am interested, if I go back to you in this one, Colin, about your findings in relation to young people being less enthusiastic about emigration. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we ask this every year. We've been doing this survey 15 years, and this is one of the lowest years. We didn't get any granular detail on it, but I think it's definitely something got to do with the Iran war. A lot of young people from Ireland go to Middle East and Australia, and it's proven proven a blocker. You know, I think to Peter's point, I think most of the literature shows us that we don't have enough workers, right? So we're actually going to need AI to really work well to get that. I think one of the problems we have with remote work is an AI. If you're in a remote work job, I think it's no harm to have a look at yourself and say to yourself, am I actually more at risk from my job being replaced by AI than others? Because typically, if you're working remotely, you're working on very task-based stuff, as Peter mentioned. And to Peter's point on customer service, one of the key problems we're going to see with that is young people not getting interaction with customers. Call centers are one of the areas we see within that 3%, 3.6% of employers that replaced full-time roles. You know yourself, you're renewing your insurance, you're not getting to talk to people, you're using a chatbot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those roles are being replaced all the time. In McDonald's today, this evening, you go in, you're not getting to talk to the person at the counter anymore. You're going to the screen and tapping it in. I think that's a real challenge for young people.
Well, indeed. And the other challenge, and back to you, Peter, to finish, is whatever about people who have jobs already been able to adapt? It's getting jobs at entry level is becoming harder and harder, isn't it? There's plenty of anecdotal evidence to suggest that there's a greater reluctance to take on graduates and people in more junior roles.
Yeah, and part of the challenge with that is there was always a kind of a deal, we'll bring you on as a graduate and we'll do a lot of time spending training you up. But at the same time, you're doing a lot of, you know, the kind of basic work that has to be done. If a lot of that basic work can now be taken over by technology, there's a bit of a, well, why are we hiring you in the first place? But what most enlightened companies are thinking is, hang on, we need a pipeline, firstly, to get through the organization. But more importantly than that, the people who use AI and know it better than anyone else are generally the younger people who are coming into the workforce. And if a company is trying to grow, you can grow by having more people and better technology. So combining the two together. So I'd like to think that they would actually think that it is worth the investment in these graduates because of the longer term.
Peter Cosgrove from Careers Portal and Colin Donnery of FRS Co-op. Thank you both very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.